Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
It's been a week. It's always been a week.
Always a week.
Every week's been a week in particular. So it's sometimes nice to just decompress, baby. You want to sit there and just be entertained by something in front of you on a glowing box that melts your brain, which is cool. It's all right. So that's why Antoine really can kind of... You're a film guy. You're a TV guy. You like all that stuff. And you also, I do believe, are subscribed to almost every streaming service out there.
A lot of them.
From Amazon to the WWE Network. If there was a Zulu, I would put that one
I would probably have that one, but I'm close.
But not bad. So what is worth watching this week in the Binge Watch Weekend?
And as all of us know, as we all know, this weekend is Father's Day weekend.
Okay, let's be perfectly honest here. As 71% of you are probably aware.
Oh, crap. We need to go buy a tie right now.
No ties. No ties. We're not even going into work anymore. Come on. Who needs ties?
We're going to have a theme.
Sweatpants or something.
So instead of just Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend, it's Antoine's Father's Day Binge Watch Weekend. We are going to celebrate the fathers this weekend.
Sounds good.
Or movies that have a father focus.
Okay.
So, to start us off, good old Steve Martin.
Okay.
The father of the fathers in the late 80s, early 90s. And we are going to watch Father of the Bride.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
You haven't?
No.
That kind of surprised me. For some reason, I felt like you were a Steve Martin fan.
I love Steve Martin. It doesn't surprise me Monica has not seen Father of the Bride. It does not seem like her kind of movie.
Not at all.
I do think now, in the last few years, he hasn't really done as many things that I find that funny. But pound for pound, I think he's one of the funniest comedians of all time.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
The only time I think I didn't like Steve Martin was recently when him and somebody else hosted like the Oscars or something.
Martin Short.
Like it was shaky.
It's old man dad guy jokes.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not good. It was funnier 35 years ago when he was doing stuff like that. But yeah, he's one of the OGs though. There's no doubt.
And the title of the movie pretty much describes the premise. Steve Martin is the father of the bride. He's having a hard time dealing with the fact that his daughter, his oldest, his baby, his firstborn, is getting married. She's moving out the house. She's about to move in. There's going to be another number one man in her life.
The only thing I have to contribute to Father of the Bride is this.
Boo!
It's a sound effect from the movie. That's all I have.
And so it's just a tough time for him. And he's extremely funny. So much comedy. Things, you know. As obvious, things are going to have to go wrong.
And isn't there a hilariously ridiculous wedding planner with a silly name in this movie?
Yes. I can't think of the name.
Because it's all about the kek.
Before you said that, I knew the name.
I once went to a wedding, and again, I had never seen the movie, but they had a wedding planner, and everyone there insisted that he was just like the guy from Father of the Bride. And his name, I don't know if it was his real name or what he had decided was his name in his work and profession, but he had a little name tag on, and his name was Flame. Flame.
Flame?
Flame.
Flame.
It had the voice like this, Flame. I was talking to Flame at the wedding, and Flame was like, I don't know why people are not paying attention right now. This is the wedding, and they all need to focus. I'm like, yes, Flame, I'm getting a drink. Please stop talking to me. But yeah, Flame.
All right, well... Somebody similar to Flame is in this movie. Like I said, it's on Amazon Prime.
Reggie.
No,
we'll
it's on
Reggie.
Hulu. Father of the Bride is on Hulu.
I like that one.
On Amazon Prime, another father-focused movie.
Yes.
Starring the late, great Robin Williams. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, hello!
Oh, yeah.
Monica, have you seen Mrs. Doubtfire? I don't think this is a movie that you would enjoy either.
Do you like Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Because I was worried that you wouldn't like this movie.
I'm
trying to think if my kids have seen it. I don't think that...
They haven't watched Mrs. Doubtfire?
I don't think Hendrix has ever seen it.
Interesting. Yeah, my kids like it. I've never met someone that doesn't like Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's just fun.
It's like Bob Marley music.
It's
like it's not the greatest thing in the history of the world, but it's pretty dang good for everybody.
And so in the movie, if for some reason you haven't seen the movie, Robin Williams loses custody of his children. For his own reason, they weren't taken from him. He was lazy, not getting a job, and et cetera, et cetera. So he dresses up as a nanny because the mother needs to hire a nanny because she's a working mom to take care of the kids. He dresses up as Mrs. Doubtfire, gets hired as a nanny so he could spend time with his kids.
Yes, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, it's such a great movie.
It's one of the classic family comedies of all time.
Yes, it really is.
And it is... I do think it stands a test of time for entertainment value. It's still totally funny today and enjoyable for kids. And it's always enjoyable if, as an adult, you can watch a movie that you liked as a kid and your kids now will actually like it and enjoy it as well. And it's just enjoyable for everybody.
One thing I didn't know about Mrs. Doubtfire, the director of Mrs. Doubtfire directed Home Alone 1 and 2.
Yes.
The same director.
Uh-huh.
That explains why I love them all.
Is that Christopher Columbus? Is
yes,
that him?
Yes, yeah. Chris Columbus. Mm-hmm. Chris with the C-H.
Yes,
Chris Columbus. Is that how Christopher Columbus spells his too?
I believe so.
I don't know why I thought it was C-R-I-S.
It might be in the Christopher Cristobal Colón, if you do it in the Spanish way. Who the heck knows? But, oh, yeah, he did so many movies back then.
All right, but, yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire is on Amazon Prime. Okay. And last but not least, a movie that I know Monica is going to hate. It stars the great
Adam Sandler.
Comedic genius of Adam Sandler.
Ooh, look, ooh, 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 ooh.
Big Daddy. Have you ever seen Big Daddy?
Ah, no. Monica Brooks, how are you?
I thought Big Daddy was funny. I have enjoyed Big Daddy.
You know,
for its time, I really enjoyed Big Daddy.
I like Adam Sandler, but I also, there's a lot of Adam Sandler movies I don't like, and Big Daddy was actually the turning point for me.
I don't like him anymore?
It came out. And I thought to myself, this is not as good as the other ones. This is not Billy Madison. This is not Happy Gilmore. This is not, you know, all the other movies. And then Lil Nicky came after that one too.
And that was really uphill because everything gets harder and worse when you go uphill.
But it's a very long time since I've seen this movie, so maybe I would think it's funny now.
Yes,
I don't know.
The premise of it is very stupid, where Adam Sandler gets dumped by his girlfriend and she ends up dating an older man. And he wants to prove to her how responsible he is. So what do? You adopt a 5-year-old child.
Yes, which of course they would totally let you do. Protective Services.
So easy. You just walk in and get one.
Yeah, they hand children out. It's like in Roanoke City, you can go get the bag lunches every day. Uh-huh. They just do that because you go there and they say, well, how many kids you need lunch for? You just say two. So you go there, you say, how many kids you want to adopt? Two.
And they give you two.
Yeah, they put them in the back of your car.
And some Crustables to go with it.
Yeah, it's contact free, so it's great for COVID.
But I do think it's fun. I do think it's fun. One of my favorite lines is when they're learning how to spell words. He's teaching the kid how to spell words, and hippopotamus comes up, and they go, hip, hip-hop, hip-hop anonymous. It's just hilarious. You got to see it. It's in a moment. But anyway.
Antoine's like, you got to be there.
You got to be there. You got to be there. You got to watch it. But anyway, on that note, there's context. There's context around it, guys. I promise you'll laugh.
Whatever.
You'll slap a knee. But yes, Big Daddy by Adam Sandler on Amazon Prime. So I'm going to run down them again for Father's Day weekend movies centered around fathers. On Hulu, we have Steve Martin in Father of the Bride. On Amazon Prime, we have Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire. And also on Amazon Prime, Adam Sandler starring in Big Daddy.
By the way, stupid movie, but not that terrible, is Daddy Daycare. I'd just like to put that out
there. I thought about that one, too. That's when Eddie Murphy was like, all right, I think I'm over you, sir.
Yeah, he was a big bowl of okay in that one, but it wasn't bad. Binge Watch Weekend is in the house here on your K92 Morning Thing.